First of all, I'd like to say that this is my very first podcast, so please forgive me if it's not that good, but any comments or tips will be gratefully received. I'll tell you a little bit about myself and what's going on. My name is Christine and I live in Dorset with my husband Mervyn and our three grown-up children, Gareth, Vicky and Tommy. I decided to write a book to tell people about the downside of appearing on a reality TV programme. Millions of people each year apply for these shows, Big Brother, The X Factor, and more of them are being made each year. Lots of people do get something good out of them, many more don't. My family have first-hand experience of the downside of reality TV, and I would like to share our experiences with you. Everything started off really well. It was an exciting time for us all, but it ended up with us having a bad name, and our son Tommy's name being splashed all over the national press, TV and the internet. Tommy made money for a big production company, and when they got what they wanted out of him, they just left us to deal with the consequences. Some say we brought it on ourselves, or to be more precise, Tommy did. And in a way, they'd be right, but we didn't deserve all that was thrown at us. I've always been a fan of the Endemol-produced Big Brother programmes. Well, the whole family have. I've often thought about applying to go on the show myself, and if they'd kept the audition process the same, then maybe one year I might have. But they changed it from sending in an audition tape to having an open audition around the country. Thousands of hopefuls would just turn up on the day of an audition, stand in a long line and hope they would get picked. I didn't like the thought of travelling hundreds of miles just to stand in a long queue all day with a good chance I wouldn't even get out of that line. The internet is a great place for getting information. It's also a place where you can find lots of Big Brother forums, places you go to meet other fans of the show, chat about your favourite housemate and who you'd like to win. The housemates never escape being talked about in a nasty way. There was always some kind of name calling and some cruel things are said. I have to admit, I joined in sometimes with this name calling. At the time, you just don't realise how hurtful it can be, and you certainly don't think a member of their family could be looking at the forums. It's just part of the show, and it happens every year. Once you join the forums, you just get swept along with everyone else. Well, we did find out how hurtful the name calling would be. We ended up as one of those family members who read the forums and what was being said about their son. We saw the cruel, evil names he was being called just because he appeared on a reality TV show and did something out of the ordinary. Why should I have complained about it, though? I did exactly the same thing to other housemates. I called them names and said some nasty things. Some would say it was karma. What goes around comes around, and it certainly came around for us and hit us right where it hurts most, our family. It was meant to be an educational experiment, but it all went wrong. Not for Endemol, of course. For them, what happened in the Team Big Brother house had pound signs dancing in their eyes. It was my family it went wrong for. We had to listen to lie after lie, take whatever was thrown at us, just accept it, and not say a word. Not only see the terrible things that were written about Tommy and our family, but see nasty, cruel websites made up about us. Endemol say they are a caring company who look after their housemates while in the show and after the show has ended. This isn't true. In reality, they're just a money-grabbing corporate who use people on the show to get what they want out of them, then just leave them to deal with everything that comes at them once they're out of the Big Brother house. I hope after hearing my story, you will think twice about applying for a reality show. Think about the things that could go wrong, how your family would feel seeing your name dragged through the mud, and no matter how nice you try and be while in the show, there will always be people out there who will pull you to bits. No one escapes, but some get it worse than others. Sometimes you can't understand how one human being can treat another that way, but it's human nature, I suppose, and there will always be people out there who get pleasure in hurting others. You may think that what we went through was our fault. Well, to be precise, our sons. And in a way, you'd be right. But when you hear that we were told over and over again that it was going to be an educational programme and would never be shown on mainstream TV, and what happened in the house would never be viewed by the British public, you may understand how we felt, and still feel, about it to some extent. My intention is not to put anyone off applying for Big Brother or any other reality show. I just want you to think very carefully about it. If you don't mind having things written about you, then fair enough. But you need to think about your family as well. If you think you'll end up rich and famous, then think again. Yes, a few have made a media career out of appearing on Big Brother, but you can count those few on the fingers of one hand. My intention is to show that there can be a downside, and if the downside is a big one, it can be hard to forget. I want you to hear that a big production company can let you down when you need them most. A lot of people will have heard of Tommy and what he did in the Big Brother house. They won't have heard how we were treated afterwards, though. They won't know how cruel some members of the public can be, and that's what I want to try and get across. If the worst offenders read my book or listen to this, and you'll know you are, then I hope you'll realise what you did to our family was not clever, funny or intelligent. Of course, it's not just members of the internet forums who made our life a misery. Other parties were to blame as well. But those on the internet were the worst offenders. I hope you never have to go through what we went through. Of course, we had some good times come out of it all, and Tommy did achieve something hundreds of thousands of people each year don't achieve, and that was to enter the Big Brother house.